In Iran, sit-ins and protests by some reformist members of parliament. They're upset that religious conservatives barred thousands of liberals from running in next month's elections. The party of reformist President Mohammad Khatami said the ban by the conservative Guardian Council left Iran open to foreign accusations of tyranny. With us from Tehran is reporter Roxana Saberi. Hi, Roxana.
Hi, Madeline.
So what kind of protests are taking place there?
Well, yesterday, many of the reformist members of parliament walked out of parliament in protest. Last night, they held a sit-in, and that sit-in continued today. They held speeches about, basically, if Iran is a true democracy, people should be allowed to vote freely, and that all qualified and credible candidates should be able to stand for elections.
Now, it's the Guardian Council, the conservative religious group, that disqualified these candidates. Tell us more about the Guardian Council and its role. I understand they've opposed some key reforms in recent years, such as expanded press freedom.
Yes, the Guardian Council is a body which many people say is unelected. Some would argue is indirectly elected. It has the power to veto legislation, all legislation from the parliament, which is now dominated by reformists. And it can also vet national candidates for office, which it has done for presidential elections as well as these parliamentary elections. It is now dominated by conservatives.
As you say, reformists dominate parliament, and the president himself is a reformist. So why is it that they don't have the power to prevent this kind of thing?
Because the Guardian Council, when they can veto any of the legislation that is passed by the reformist-dominated parliament, and which also has the support of the president, they can veto whatever they want. There is another body that mediates between the two, but often it sides with the Guardian Council. So oftentimes the reformists complain that their hands are tied by these hardliners or conservatives who hold most of the reins of power. Also, there's the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who many consider a hardliner and often sides with the conservatives and the hardliners, and he has the final say on domestic and foreign policies.
And how is he and the other religious conservatives, how are they defending their actions in terms of these elections?
One of the members of the Guardian Council has been reported as saying that there was certainly something wrong with these candidates that made the Guardian Council disqualify them. The Guardian Council is allowed to disqualify candidates it deems are not committed to Islam and the Islamic Republic. Some conservatives have said that the reformists are only protesting, holding these sit-ins, trying to make noise and create tensions in society so that people go to the polls to vote. And indeed, in earlier elections, last year in 2003 in the local elections, there was a very low turnout in many large cities, which turned out to be in the favor of conservatives, especially in Tehran here. The city council and mayor's post went back into the conservatives' hands that had been in reformist hands for the past 4 years.
And how have foreign nations reacted to these developments?
Mr. Solana today from the European Union had said that he was in Tehran today and he had held a meeting with the foreign minister of Iran. He criticized this move and he said it was an obstacle to having fair and free elections. But other than that, I haven't heard much reaction from other countries yet.
There have been tensions between hardliners and reformists in Iran for years. So how is this dispute any different, and is it more serious than previous disputes?
Well, one expert I talked to believes that it is more serious. He believes it's a culmination of the disputes between the hardliners and reformists in Iran. He believes that these disqualifications show an end of a period of temporary compromise that has been held between the reformists and conservatives. He says now conservatives are doing all that they can to remove reformists, including top reformists like the president's own brother, from government, and they're using any instruments that they have. Major result from this this move of the Guardian Council could be an effect on the potential voters. Some people may not want to go out and vote because they believe if their own candidates, people that they support, can't actually run for parliament, why should they go out and vote? Although other people I've talked to have also said it wouldn't have made a difference anyway. They weren't planning to vote because they've become disillusioned with the reform process.
Roxana Saberi is the feature story news bureau chief in Tehran. Thank you.
Thank you.